dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, servant to, Christian ambassador for the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to destroy the mind of Satan. We want to destroy the wicked, demonic mentality. We want to destroy the mind of warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and destruction. We want to climb up out of that mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that God-goddess realm, we will see that we as poor, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, no matter what our political or religious ideology, ethnicity, race, no matter where we live on this planet, we as poor working class people need each other. We need to come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, producer of this program. And I thank my dear, beautiful sister Venice for such wonderful service to you, my sisters and brothers. Continue to pray for my beautiful sister Venice, her family, her children, that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister Venice, her family, and her children. Contact me by emailing yahlove, YAHLOVE, at comcast.net. Let's now give praises unto the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab and Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahweh, as having the attribute of begetting. That is the attribute of the sacred masculine, the Father. So Yahweh or Yahweh, Yahweh is Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now, this word Allah is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew, African Aramaic, mother father language of African Arabic, found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with the ascender, having to do with even excellence, having to do with being raised and elevated and exalted, because the Almighty Father ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge that we may excel and go above and beyond the weak knowledge of this wicked system, that we may establish the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen. The hidden and unseen Almighty Father, sacred masculine power behind the whole of the universe, dark matter permeating the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Almighty Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word for mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh or Yahweh Ain. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to that same Yahweh, 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 as having the attribute of conceiving, begetting and conceiving, because Yahweh, Yahweh is an African Hebrew scientific word that describes scientifically the law of birth, begetting father, conceiving mother. Yahweh, Yahweh means existing and living, existing and living, begetting and conceiving, giving birth to existing and living. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom, 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Kakmoth. She is feminine. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is the sacred feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that our Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. There's that word conceived. The mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well, mother of the universe, mother of creation, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Kadosh, the African Hebrew word for a living, holy entity, and the word Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. That word is feminine because Holy Spirit is feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit's name is Illah or Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Illah Illah Ha'il Allah. And you hear Illah, the mother, and you hear Allah, the father. Properly understood, none but our mother Illah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our mother, Illah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In the African Hebrew language, we see Illah again. 5931, African Hebrew, is the mother-father language of African Arabic. Around 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, we see that Illah has to do with your circumstance, your occurrence. And 5930 and 5929 and 28 are also the feminine counterparts of Allah. And those words are Olah. And Olah is the feminine ascender. So Mother Holy Spirit under Olah ascends us into her mind of supreme wisdom, that in her title of Illah, 5931, we are able to change our occurrence and circumstance and defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked world, Babylon system, and that we may, with the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father, bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. I greet you. Oh, Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt is Amenet, the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, the sacred feminine power, dark matter, that power that permeates the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family. In the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua, HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Ja Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment. This is to teach us that Christ, Yahushua, desires to be manifested and revealed within your, my, our personalities. Sisters and brothers, as the Obama administration and Secretary of State Kerry and Susan Rice and Samantha Power and Senators Lindsey Graham, John McCain, and Nancy Pelosi, I believe she's a senator, and Barbara Boxer, I believe she's also a senator. These government officials preparing to perpetrate the abomination of desolation that you read in Daniel. I believe that's Daniel chapter 9. I forget exactly what chapter. The book of Daniel mentioned by Yahushua in St. Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 17, where Yahushua says, when you see the abomination of desolation, come not, flee to the mountains, and come not down from the housetop, and take nothing from your house. When you examine, when we examine the definitions of those words, Yahushua is telling us, when you see government officials, when you see financial officials, when you see those in power seeking to maneuver us into escalation of warfare and bloodshed in Syria, warfare and bloodshed all over the earth, when you see these that worship the death cult, when you see these that obey the cult of death, hell, and destruction, when you see them come before the television holding hearings, and you see Secretary of State John Kerry and the Secretary of Defense, really War, is it Hagel? I believe that's his name. Secretary of Defense Hagel. And when you see Joint Chiefs of Staff and military personnel use skillful language to cause you and I to think it is within our best interest to kill people, and all the while they are giving us a fictitious narrative, because we, listen to alternative media. We listen to people like Alex Jones, InfoWars. We listen to people like Webster Tarpley, Tarpley.net. We listen to people like Solomon Commission, Your World News. We listen to people like, I believe it's Michael Draitzer of StopImperialism.com. We listen to people like Omali Yeshitela of the African People's Socialist Party, Uhuru Radio. We listen to people like my minister, Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, NOI.org. We know the fictitious narrative. See, this is the day that Christ, see, the purpose of Christ is to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That's the purpose of Christ. Doesn't matter what language or religion you use and talk about. We're talking about this universal power. Every one of us are the Christ spirit in human flesh. We are here on this planet because we made a promise to the Most High that we would stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Read it in the New Testament book of Hebrews. When you see Christ asking for a body to be prepared that Christ may come, that is you, that is me, that is us. So when these who worship the wicked death cult come before the public and tell fictitious narrative, we know that the so-called chemical weapons were administered and let off by the so-called rebels, by Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. The CIA created Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra to force Obama into escalating the war in Syria. He's already supporting Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. He's already supporting the CIA. The CIA and Israel's Mossad training rebels and sending in more CIA Mossad type people to escalate this thing because they're losing, because Assad and the majority of the Syrian people are winning this conflict that was created by the CIA, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Britain, Israel, America. So they plan this attack. Go to globalresearch.ca and just read and listen to read articles and listen to programs where they have writers all the time exposing these lies, exposing the fictitious narrative. Christ causes us to give critical, complex, sophisticated political analysis so we do not allow these that worship the death cult to maneuver us into killing poor working class sisters and brothers of the human family. Even those who are a part of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra are being manipulated by the CIA. I bleed in my heart for those men, those young men and old men who have allowed themselves to be used, abused, and manipulated by the CIA. See, that's the power of Christ. To see even the Al-Qaeda members who misuse Islam, who misuse Quran, who misuse Sharia law. And Sharia law only means universal law of truth, justice, and righteousness. So the Christ spirit in the universe, the Christ spirit that wants to manifest and be personified within you and me is causing us to understand these truths. Go and listen to Vladimir Putin, Russian, is it prime minister or president? You know the man. Go and examine his speaking at the G20 summit, where Obama tried his best, because he's following the death cult, to maneuver nations into supporting this escalation of warfare and bloodshed in Syria. He can't get anyone to go along with him. The Pope has come out against the war. The United Nations has said, look, slow it down. Ban Ki-moon said, slow it down. And we know that the United Nations has been a tool and a punk for the death cult, America, Britain, and Israel for so many years. But even Ban Ki-moon says, slow it down. Canada says no. Is it Australia or Austria is saying no? Jordan is saying no. South Africa is saying no. China saying no. I believe Brazil is saying no. India may be saying no, even though France said yes. They're now slowing it down, talking about waiting for the vote in the Senate and the Congress in the United States of North America. So even though France said yes, Hollande is the president, or we should say head of state in France, Hollande. But even he is slowing it down. So when the, Italy? I think Italy is saying no. Germany is saying no. Egypt is saying no to this. And you know that Britain, the parliament in Britain is saying no. When you hear the news say, oh, the world is with us as we... No, the world is not with Obama. The majority of the world is against this escalation of warfare in Syria. It looks like, and I pray to God, Goddess, the Most High, Yahweh, that the Senate and the House, even though preliminarily the Senate tried to, with Senator McCain and Senator Graham, tried to say yes in this preliminary hearing, but it looks like the majority of the Senate and the Congress may be saying no to escalation of warfare and bloodshed, and we should keep calculation or a tally of our Congress people and senators. Deacon Christopher Frazier needs to call Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi and speak to them about their support of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. You have 9/11 coming. Again, the commemoration or the annual thinking about 9/11. And I want you to go to Guns and Butter. Guns and Butter, the whole month of August. And probably the whole month of September. And listen to Bonnie Faulkner interview various people and connect those players, those major players involved in 9/11, like Dick Cheney, maybe Pearl Wolfowitz, so on and so forth. The major players, when you examine it, these same major players were around for the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. That was a government inside CIA, FBI, false flag operation job. And these same ones are always around in warfare and bloodshed every time you do an examination. And listen to how in these recent days and times, when you look at this escalation of warfare and bloodshed in Syria, and you look at oil pipeline deals, you look at how Syria was to make or did make and complete an oil pipeline deal with Iran to bring oil from Iran down through Iraq into Syria. And at the same time, you look and you see the House of Rothschild in Israel, in occupied Syrian territory, the Golan Heights, stolen by Israel from Syria, I believe in the 70s or 80s, that territory that rightfully belongs to Syria, stolen by Israel. You see the House of Rothschild being granted oil and gas rights in that stolen territory. And we know that off the coast of Israel, which is stolen from the Palestinians, that there's plenty, plenty of oil and gas reserves that were slated to go to the Palestinians through negotiations by Yasser Arafat when Yasser Arafat was alive. But at the same time that the European nations were negotiating with Yasser Arafat, they were in reality making deals with the state of Israel, undercutting Yasser Arafat. And over the time, we see what we think is the assassination of Yasser Arafat and the destruction of the Palestinian movement to destroy any means of the Palestinian people getting a hold of the gas and oil reserves, natural gas reserves off the coast of Israel. And so now Israel is making moves to exploit those reserves at the behest of the House of Rothschild. And we heard President Obama, after he was finished paying punctified lip service to Dr. King, who you know would be against this warfare, President Obama went before PBS and basically told us, he told Sister Gwen and Sister Judith, that it's about control of energy and protection of Israel. He said that off the bat. So we see that Israel, flexing her muscles at the behest of the House of Rothschild, using their influence, using International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, using worldwide banking control to push Obama and push others into destroying Syria because they do not want any competition in that region, competition as it concerns control of resources and energy. So the plan, and I pray that there's no escalation, I pray that Congress and Senate awakens the Christ spirit, listens to the Christ spirit, listens to all of us who are against this warfare and bloodshed and are sick and tired. So the plan is to bomb the gas fields, oil fields, probably bomb military installations in Syria. Why? Weaken Assad, weaken Syria, destroy poor working class people, worship the death cult, worship and obey the death cult. That is the abomination of desolation. And we should flee to the mountains, flee to the highest heights of consciousness of the Most High, and go not down. Go not down. Don't go down to the level of thinking of these wicked ones, and take nothing out of your house. Don't take any of your wealth, your resources, your time, your energy, your soul, your spirit, your consciousness, and support this wickedness. That is the Christ spirit. Don't support this wickedness. And let's take our first break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.